Your best friend is an old mirror. Excuse me. The best mirror is an old friend. The best mirror is an old friend. Oh, dear me. The best mirror is an old friend. And, you know, when you start thinking, friends come and go, but they're always there, no matter what. A friend is a friend who doesn't want anything from you, doesn't need anything from you, and gets ticked off if you start giving them stuff. Because, hey, I'm not here to pick up stuff. I'm not here for you to give me your old stuff that you don't want anymore. I'm your old friend. And so the best friend, the best mirror, is an old friend. Now, how is the best mirror an old friend? Well, now, one of my students that I had starting back in 1975 when we started out the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, Don Steckdab, he just goes on and on and on as a very wonderful friend, as a very wonderful person in my life. No matter what he does, he always lets me know, tells me all the adventures he's going on in, tells me all the wives that he has, all the children that he has, all the world that he's in, and he's just a fantastic guy. And he has nothing but good to say about me. And what a nice guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the best mirror, is an old friend. Now, new friends or people who don't know me, they may make observations on things that are going on in the world or attitudes that they have. And when they do that, what are they doing? Well, when they do that, then they're judging. And I guess that's really what a mirror doesn't do. A mirror reflects but doesn't judge. A mirror reflects exactly what's going on in the world. You look in the mirror and your hair is standing on end and you think to yourself, well, I had a busy sleep last night. Or you look in the mirror and you say, who is that fantastic, gorgeous person? And the mirror says, you. It doesn't say maybe or at your good times or bad times. It says you. And that's what a friend does. A true friend does. Now, I have another friend, Doug Meyer. We've been friends since childhood, and we've gone through all sorts of things together. He has gone through all sorts of things together. His family has been up and down on the scale of wonderful activities, and my family has been up and down the scale of wonderful activities. And we're still just wonderful, take me as I am and take you as you are, friends. We don't expect anything from each other. We just are friends. And then Doug's daughter, Chrissy, I lived in their home for about 3 months while we were looking for a house in Corona del Mar. And she had to give up her bedroom, she and her sister, to Mark and me. And Faith was in the hospital at the time, so she didn't have to for all of us. But anyhow, Chrissy met us that time. And then we were there for years and knew them for years. And she was a young girl at the time, just like Mark was a youngster too. And even today, she's a delightful, wonderful, glorious friend who just loves to come and visit, who loves to come and be in my world, and loves to be a friend, to be a mirror as a friend. Now, who else does something like that? Well, Ellen Jeremini does something like that. Ellen Jeremini is a friend who accepts me exactly the way I am, perfect, and she finds nothing in me to improve because Ellen knows that if she sees anything in me to improve, it's something in her to improve. And so she always just looks for my good parts, always looks for my good issue. And Anita Lope is another person like that. She just constantly is being a bubbly, joyous, wonderful person. And everywhere she goes, she has the darndest time, one friend, two friends, three friends, four. Friends just pile up around her like cordwood, and she just loves them. And what does she do? She puts them in the fireplace and keep herself warm. And they reflect back to her the charm and the delight that she has in herself and that they have in her. and another friend. Another friend? The best mirror is an old friend. I consider my son a friend. I consider my son Mark a friend. He loves to come here and be with me. He loves to do things with me. And he loves to go off and do his things on his own. I don't hear from him for a month of Sundays, you know. And then I hear from, you know, like almost every day. And then I don't hear from him a long time. That's what friends are. They don't own you. They don't possess you. They just delight in seeing you, delight in being with you, and then take that delight and carry it out in their own life, in their own activities. Now, the best mirror is an old friend. Think about it. How many mirrors do you have hanging in your house? How many mirrors do you have hanging in your house? When you look in the mirror, do you say, oh, yeah, my sister Marie is my best sister. I loved her more than any of the rest of the kids in our family. But the rest of the kids are okay, too. But Marie was super, is super. She's still around. She's still enjoying herself. But now, why is that? Well, think of that word we used before, judgment. Marie never judged me, and I never judged her. And she was off into lots of adventures, just like I was off into lots of adventures. But we always were in adventures where we were being ourselves and having fun. Our mother never had to worry about where we were and what we were doing because we were always doing what was right. And by our standards. And not by somebody else's standards. Mother knew that we did silly things at times, but she didn't judge us. She was a friend, too. She didn't judge us, but she just loved us and accepted us just the way we are, and she didn't tell us to change. Although my mother had about five or six lady friends who had daughters who were interested in having me as their son-in-law. But I naturally had my own choices, and we always do. But why? You can tell. Your best mirror is an old friend. Your best mirror is anybody who loves you and likes you because they see in you the beauty and goodness that they are. And if a person doesn't see in you the beauty and goodness that they are, I'd shy away from them because who wants to be around someone who's looking for faults in other people? Who's looking for hang-ups in other people? Like sometimes we have people in our life that we talk about. People in our life who are not falling into place with our ideals. And really, are they not falling into place with our ideals? Or are our ideals so shaky that we can't stand to have them around as a reflection of our shaky ideals? And think about that. Because then they're not a friend. They're nothing at all. They're just a reflection of our shaky ideals. And when we love ourselves, when we love everybody in our world, when we are unconditionally loving, I'll never forget Anita's little illustration of the box of spices, and one jar in the box had unconditional love. It's a spice. And every time she would put that on the food would be super delicious and good. It would just be super wonderful. And the unconditional jar of love was an empty jar from our observation. But was it empty? Not at all, because she was shaking unconditional love on there. She was saying, it is good and very good, it is beautiful. And this is how friendships are made. Friendships are made out of unconditional love where there's no judgment. I just shower you with my unconditional love, shower you with my happiness, shower you with my joy, shower you with all that is good. And that's what Don Stickdev has done all the days of our life. That's what Doug Meyer has done and many others. And why? They did it because they were that mirror in my life, that mirror of an old friend of unconditional love. No judgment, only I like you. And so, if you can go around saying, I like me, 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 you're doing the right thing. Then everybody will be that reflection for you. I can still remember Doug sitting right here at our dinner table, enjoying our company and being himself. And what does he do? He goes and helps his kids build their houses. I mean, here he is in his 80s and he runs around building, helping his kids build their house. And he goes to his sister and she's having some problems and he's babysitting her there for a while and just having a delight. And when he's done, he zips off down to Mexico to go fishing or he goes down to scuba diving in Florida where he just loves to be. And he's a happy man being himself. Well, no, that's the best mirror is that old friend. That's who I am. I'm always sipping off doing things like that, having fun. And it's the only way to fly. How about you? Have you looked in the mirror recently? What did you see? Did you look in the eyes of your friend? What did you see? When Anita goes tramping around through New Zealand, she goes into one person's house and another person's house and another person's house, and she falls in love with all of them. Why? Because that's her nature. Because that's who she is. And when she falls in love with them, she doesn't want anything from them, she doesn't need anything from them, but they just shower her with their love and their caring and their unconditional being. Try it on somebody you love today. Try it on someone that you'd like to have as your friend and see how the mirror shines it back in your life. Have a wonderful day. And know I love you. I love you. I love you.